College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
I have failed you for the last time. And I am sorry.
It's the last time. Today.
Last time.
This week.
I'd be too early to say that.
This segment.
This segment,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This 5 minutes so, section.
Every year that the Chiefs end up in the Super Bowl, and knock on wood, they...
Ooh, that was a hiccup. That doesn't happen very often. I had a hiccup.
Off the rails.
Singular.
And what has been going on?
That took 1 minute.
That came out of nowhere.
Clearly.
Every year when the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl.
You leave that microphone on in case you get another one. Don't you dare turn that thing on.
Bring back the great Kara Markser.
So Kara Markser, who used to read the news on this semi-fine program, mm-hmm. comes in and Dana and Kara do what only they can do.
Yeah.
And that is break down the upcoming Super Bowl. This one being Super Bowl 59, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl Licks. And here is Kara Markser and Dana Wright from our sports team.
Kara girl, it is so good to see you.
Yes, you too.
Favorite time of the year.
I know. I can't believe it's been a year already.
And are the Chiefs really about to win their third straight Super Bowl?
Not only are they about to win it, they're about to be the first NFL team in history to do so. In fact, they're the first team in NFL history to make the Super Bowl after winning two straight Super Bowls.
Damn. And you know, girl, normally we'd say it's all thanks to Patrick Mahomes, but we really got to take a look at the defense first, and all of that starts with Chris Jones up front. Mm-hmm. His pass rush grade is a 91. It puts him first out of 219 players for interior defensive linemen. Plus, he's been playing off the edge more, and they've now moved Omenihue inside to layer their QB attack.
Yeah, and let's not forget about Brett Veach's 2022 draft class. George Karlaftis, mm-hmm. Trent McDuffie, Brian Cook, Leo Chanel, and Jalen Watson. Do you know how rare it is to find five starters in one draft class? That's the reason they only allowed 19.2 points per game this season.
Yeah, combine that with the way Steve Spagnuolo schemes up his blitz packages mm-hmm. and toggles between 4-3 and 3-4 looks, plus has sub-packages to go nickel on passing situations.
Right?
There's a reason why the Chiefs' unblocked pressure rate is 24.8%, which is the best in the NFL, I think you know this, since 2019.
In Spags, we trust.
And Kara, the defense is great, but this game's about legacy. Andy, Pat, Travis, let's start with 15.
Yes.
He is peaking at the right time because against the Bills, he set season highs in dropback success rate at 64.7%. His EPA was plus 21.5. Outside of the turnover, he played his best game of the season.
Do you think it's interesting that he's targeted receivers behind the line of scrimmage on 26.9% of his attempts? I'd still love to see him look for guys down the boundary and take advantage of Xavier Worthy's speed or even throw some contested balls to DeAndre Hopkins.
Hey, look, all you need to know is 20 career playoff games. He is 17-3 with a 105.8 passer rating. Plus, you know, three Super Bowl MVPs. Mm. Let's let Pat be Pat, Kara.
Yeah, now this is Travis Kelce's year. Like, I think Super Bowl MVP. I think he's due for a game where we see him go 8 for 145 and a couple of tutties. I think the Eagles have trouble defending the seams. And if the Chiefs continue with the RPO action, he could find himself in a lot of one-on-ones. I like his matchup with both inside backers since the Eagles play a ton of man-to-man.
I like the tutty, and I agree with that, Kara, especially since the matchup to watch is the Eagles pass rush versus the Chiefs O-line. Eagles didn't register a sack in Super Bowl 2 years ago. Do you think Mike Caliendo can hold up against Jalen Carter?
I mean, he's going to have to, especially since they're going to isolate their tackles on Sweat and Smith. Feels like a good time for Andy to really dial up that screen game.
Oh, that's interesting. You feeling a Sam J. Perrine any time touchdown bet?
Or Perrine.
Oh, Perrine?
Perrine or Perrine.
The old Perrine anytime touchdown bet. I'm feeling it. You can get it at 10-1, depending on where you shop.
You know what we always say.
Scare money, don't make money, girl. You know, Kara, I It is final score time. Yes. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling Chiefs 22, Eagles nothing in honor of Taylor Swift.
Oh, we're ready.
Oh, it's going to be a weekend in our little town. Do you have any idea the things that came out of your mouth?
Yeah. Mr. P. Ryan, I do.
Sam Japan?
Oh, my God.
I did not know tutty was a word until this week.
That it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Tutty how is many, most definitely a word.
How many tutties do you think we're going to throw down okay, this weekend?
All right. As many tutties as we need
I'm
to win.
I'm going with four. I need four tutties and four extra points. Okay. Out of you, Butker.
Okay.
You know, that was actually a very good breakdown.
Right? I mean, know what we're talking about.
Besides, you know, the names of the players on the Chiefs, it was a very good, knowledgeable breakdown. I saw nothing wrong with the observations.
So she just said to me off the air, she goes, hey, turn your mic off. And she looks at me, she goes, you mean P. Ryan's one of ours?
Samaje Perine is our running back.
Since when? He must be new.
This season.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
He is fantastic.
Amazing. Okay.
The guy with the 34, right, Dan?
I
on his back
so.
That
got it.
Runs the ball.
3-4.
Took over for Isaiah, but check.
Got it.
Yeah, we
we're good. Got it. Okay. Breaking that
so
down.
It was still a very good breakdown, I thought. I mean, yeah, you nailed it.
Thank you, Dan. We try. Don't always hit the mark, but we try.
I mean, hopefully Samja gets a tutty on Sunday.
I cannot wait for that P. Ryan tutty.
Seriously? Can we know who helps write the script? That is 100% improvised.
Thank you.
Between Dana and Kara Marks.
Kara came in.
There is no script.
I blew in late. We went straight back to that studio, and I said, let's break it down, girl. Let's break it down.
Kara said, lead me to a microphone.
Yeah. Out of my way. Get out of my way.
P. Ryan.
I have an update to a story we first brought you on this fine program yesterday. Remember on Twitter.
P. Ryan's one of ours.
The Eagles tweeted this like cryptic sign that is apparently somewhere in Kansas City over by the stadium. And it was just with like a smiling, crying emoji. Like, ah! And the sign is a billboard. And maybe you've seen it driving over there on 435. And it just says, for a pep rally in your pocket, call this number, Kansas City. And it is an 816 number. And so, Sam, do you have the number? Can we fire one ready? Mm-hmm.
I hope it's the right number.
Well, maybe it's going to be some triple X rated phone number.
Okay. Okay.
That's enough of that.
That's the Eagles trolling Kansas City with a billboard placed by the Eagles people in Kansas City in red and white lettering. Hey, Kansas City, call this number for a pep rally. And then it's the Fly Eagles Fly thing. There's an update and it's so cool. Okay. Philadelphia ad agency Aloysius Butler and Clark, ABC, one of the largest independent full-service marketing communications agencies on the East Coast, has come forward to claim responsibility for the 816-323 Go KC billboard for the rally in your pocket. This is where it gets very, very cool. In addition to securing and designing the board, the agency is demonstrating what being in the city of brotherly love is all about.
Throwing batteries at Santa?
Throwing snowballs at opposing teammates?
Just be nice for 1 second. For every call they receive via the 816-323-GO-KC line, ABC will make donations to the Eagles Autism Foundation and Kansas City's Hunt Family Foundation. They're going to donate up to $10,000 based on the number of calls.
Nice.
So I joked yesterday, do not call this number. They're trolling us. Call the number. It's funny.
For every call that they
get, they're going to donate. Okay. Yeah, that's a cool thing, even though they're trolling us. That's an all in good fun. We are good sports.
Right.
That's funny. Throwing batteries, not so funny.
The charity between
the two cities. That's
very
nice.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Two cities. That's good.
From the text line, there is no way that is improvised, that there is no script.
Well, I'm angry and embarrassed.
Believe what you want, Texter. That was totally improvised. The ladies know their stuff.